Or act like we do. We got a different way.
Mm-hmm. Has that word changed meanings in the past few years?
Hmm?
Has that word changed meanings in the past few years?
No, I don't think.
What would it mean if you call somebody a queer?
I don't know. I ain't never called nobody that.
And someone made up his own mind and then you can't argue with him. He's going to do things his way.
Well, I call him, he could, you can't argue with him. I call him a fool.
Okay. Do you ever say he's bullheaded or sod or?
Hard-headed.
Okay. And someone that you can't joke with without him losing his temper.
Well, he can't take hoorah.
Huh?
He can't take hoorah.
He can't take what?
Hoorah.
Uh-huh. Or someone, like, say something that happened to embarrass him, and he was sensitive about it, you know. You'd say, well, don't tease him about that, because he's a little bit...
Yeah, well, that's what I would call hoorah. Mm-hmm. When you know, be joking with a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't take jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And I just call him, there's a lot of folks can't take jokes.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever call someone like that touchy or touches?
Uh-huh. Yeah, they touch us when they like to.
And you say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know we'd get so...
So angry about it.
And if someone's about to lose their temper, you tell them to just keep...
Well, when somebody about to, I tell them they better hush their mouth.
Or just keep.
Keep quiet.
Uh-huh. Do you ever say keep calm or keep calm?
Yeah. Sometimes I would say that. I'd just say, well, you be quiet then if you done lost your temper.
Mm-hmm. And if you had been working very hard, you'd say you were very.
Tired.
Any other ways of saying that?
Well, I don't know. That's what I would say.
You say you're just completely?
Give out.
Okay, or using the word wear out. You say you're completely?
Yeah, you say wear out.
Completely
worn out.
And you'd ask someone, what time does the movie
start?
Or what time does it
begin?
You say it must have already
started.
Or it must have already
started.
Or
began.
And 10 minutes ago it...
It did start 10 minutes ago, I guess.
Or it
began 10 minutes ago.
And something that you do every day, if I ask you, do you do it often? You say, yes, I
do.
And you say, I don't smoke, but he...
He does.
And if you wanted to know whether he does that sort of thing, you'd ask me.
Do your husband do that? Uh-huh.
And you say, I don't know that he does that, but people
say you do.
If you got someone some medicine, you go in and you still see the medicine by their bed, you'd say, why haven't you?
Why haven't you taken all your medicine?
And the person would say, well, I already
have.
An hour ago,
I've taken it all.
And in another hour,
I'll take another dose.
And I might ask you if you know a person. You might say, no, you don't know him, but you've...
I heard about him.
And talking about how tall rooms are, you'd say
this room's about 8 foot.
And if you can't hear anything at all, you say you're...
deaf.
And if a man had been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I...
sweated.
And a sore that comes to a head is called a...
Some of them called pimples, a bump is a pimple, and some of them is a sore.
Uh-huh. What about the stuff that drains out?